Hi, if you record your name and reason for calling, I'll see if this person is available.
Aaron from INS Law.
Thanks, Aaron. Please stay on the line.
You rang Frankie 2 hours after me.
Oh.
Hello, is this John?
Yes.
Hi, John. My name is Aaron. I'm calling from INS Law, sir. How are you?
I'm fine.
That's good. John, I've just given you a call in regards to your application through the Scottish Redress Scheme.
Yes.
Yes, okay. Is now a good time to talk?
No, I think.
Ah, perfect. Okay. Not a problem. Well, so I can gather your information for data protection. Can I start off by grabbing your date of birth, please?
7759.
So that's 7/7/1959.
Yes.
Okay. And what is your home address, John?
It's house 12/19 Drake Mire, Drake Mire Drive, Castlewell, Glasgow. 345 9SF.
Perfect. Thank you. What was the house number on that one, sorry?
12.
12, perfect. Is it 12 or is it 1/2?
1/2.
Yeah, I know some of the numbers in Scotland are a bit like that, aren't they?
That's multi-story, but I'm only in a wee block.
Good morning.
Four and a block, I mean, it's only one up.
Yeah, no, I get you. Perfect, okay. Okay, perfect, sir. Okay, and in regards to communication preferences, sir, are you okay to be emailed, texted, phone called? Is that all okay with yourself?
Aye.
Would you like to receive anything through the post or not?
If it needs to come through the post, then aye.
Okay, not a problem.
Lisa sent me stuff through the post and I've got it, so.
Yeah, okay. That's a problem. Okay, and do you have any terminal illnesses, John?
No, yet.
Don't wish that upon yourself, sir. Okay, and is the a beneficiary that you'd like to nominate for your application?
No, not really.
No,
I'm just more or less on my Todd.
Yeah, no, I understand. Okay, when it comes to the application process, there is two types of ways you can go about your application. You can apply for a fixed payment of £10,000 from the redress scheme, or you can have a individually assessed payment where you can be compensated up to £100,000. Obviously, for what we are about to dive into, I'm not going to advise you what to go for. Obviously, that's not my choice to make, but obviously what I'd recommend for yourself is, obviously, if you're applying to the scheme, you know, if you want to get the most out of it, then the choice is yours. You can, you know, take a small settlement, or you can try and get more than that settlement. What would you preferably like to do?
Lisa said to me that she was putting in for an individual assessed payment.
Yeah.
Based on what I told her.
Yeah. No, and to be honest, that's what near enough everybody is going for, because obviously it depends on what you've gone through and the severity. It's very highly likely that you'll get more than the £10,000.
Well, it's multiple establishments I was in.
Right, okay. Well, what I'll do is I'll grab all that information.
If it isn't just one I went through.
Yeah, there's a few
that I went through.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we'll dive into that, and I'll get a little brief statement from yourself for each care setting and what happened to you. Okay, sir.
Yep.
Okay. And just to clarify, have you applied online to the Scottish Redress Scheme for an advance payment at all?
No.
No. Okay. And was you known by any other names during your time in care?
No.
No, okay. And you haven't changed your name by deed poll or anything like that?
No.
Okay. Okay. And could I potentially grab the name of your mother and father, please? The only reason why I ask this is because when we come to get a subject access request on yourself, National Records of Scotland, they archive your records in the names of your mother and father. Obviously, because when you were in care at the time, you were under the age of 18. So it's not filed on in your name, it's filed in your parents' names. So am I able to grab their names at all?
Well, my dad wasn't there, it was just my ma.
Yep, okay, that's
fine. My dad's name is John, and my ma's name is Elizabeth.
Okay, and what's the surname for Elizabeth, please?
Henry. Our maiden name is Brody, but her name is Henry. She kept her married name.
Yep, okay. Right, Elizabeth Henry. And what is John's surname?
Henry as well.
Henry as well. Okay. Okay. And what is the name of the surgery that you're registered at with your doctors, please, sir?
Castlemilk Health Centre.
What was that one, sorry? Castle Hill.
Castlemilk Health Centre.
Okay, I'm potentially spelling that wrong. What's the, is it Castle what, sorry?
Castlemilk, M-I-L-K.
Oh, Castlemilk, my apologies.
All right.
Okay, and that's on Dougree Drive.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. And John, could you potentially remember the address you lived in prior to being placed in care? Whether it's either the address that you remember or maybe even the town that you lived in.
It's 15 Arden Craig, A-R-D-E-N-C-R-A-I-G, Quadrant. That was in Castlemilk as well.
Yeah, I've got that one there. Okay. So Arden Craig Quadrant, Castlemilk. Perfect. And have you ever received a relevant payment in regards to criminal injuries compensation or anything like that for your time in care? Or any, no. Have you gone for any civil cases or anything?
No.
No, okay. And do you have any criminal convictions at all?
Yes.
Yep, okay. And is there anything in regards to murder or rape, sexual assault?
I gave a statement to Lisa about these because they were saying about relevant convictions. I've got a 10-year conviction for culpable homicide in 1981.
Okay.
And a six-year conviction for assault and robbery in 2002.
Yeah. So your homicide conviction was 10 years, did you say?
Culpable homicide, aye.
Yeah, okay. So what I'll do is I'll just go through and tell you about the about how we're gonna work and how the process is gonna work for you. I'll grab some statements from yourself in regards to each care setting. And then by the end of the phone call, I'll need some ID from yourself, so ID and proof of address, which I'll send you an email in regards to, you know, you can reply back to that and get them documents sent over to ourselves. And I'll also send you out some contracts to sign, which you can sign electronically from your phone. It's just a link that you'll click and it brings you up a box that you could just put in your signature and it'll come straight back to me. Okay. So I do appreciate that obviously, yeah, discussing experiences connected to your application can be difficult and upsetting. But yeah, John, please take your time during this call. If you do need a break or further explanation, support, or prefer to continue at a different time, just let me know. Okay. The purpose of today's call is, yeah, explaining the Scottish Redress Scheme to yourself and the options that you have, explaining how we work as a law firm for you, our funding and fees, and then, yeah, gathering the initial information to assess whether we'd be able to assist you. Okay, so it is important that you understand all of your options before deciding whether to instruct us as your law firm.
Aye.
Okay, because you've filled out this application with ourselves last night.
No, sorry, I've already got somebody on with us. Thanks.
Have you?